everyone. This is Dan Bartelson. I'm the Director of Communications here in our Diocese of Helena. The video you're about to see from Bishop Vedder is a little different than what we usually see from him on Fridays. It's a small piece of a larger video that he made for our youth ministers to share with our young people. This piece is an excellent explanation of why it's so important for us to go to Mass. I hope you enjoy it, and come and take a look again next Friday for Bishop Vedder's message.
So, why do we have to go to Mass on Sunday? Simply to worship God, for sure. But actually, Jesus says, right? He says, do this in memory of me. What's the this, right? What am I supposed to do? The this? Mass. The Eucharist. That Jesus tells us, do this in memory of me. And you can't do this in memory of him at home by yourself. You need a priest or a bishop, right? It's essential. Before I was a priest, I used to have dry masses. What are dry masses? Practice masses. So before I was ordained, practicing how to celebrate Mass, you'd have wine. But after you were done saying the Mass, because I wasn't a priest, you just dumped it out. So the day before I was ordained a priest 26 years ago, I was in my little country church practicing Mass every day. And they were beautiful. I made no mistakes. It was very nice. But at the end, I just dumped it out. Then I get ordained. They lay my hands on my head. The bishop pours oil on my hands and consecrates me a bishop or a priest. And guess what? Now, one day later, and I don't actually do as well, I'm more nervous. But one day later, I do the exact same thing. But now, because I'm changed into a priest by God, right? Ontologically, inside of me, I'm changed. Now, I say those same words, and people kneel down and worship the living God because Jesus now came, right? So if all of you in your classroom tonight were just sitting there, all right, today, and all of you said the prayers and prayed everything that I do at Mass, and there's no priest in that room, when you're done, I don't care how much you beg God to change it, it ain't changed. It's still bread and wine because you need a priest. So either you have to have me or one of the priests over to your house every Sunday, all right, or you got to go to Mass, right? Because we have to, because God said, keep holy the Lord's Day. We'll get to the Lord's Day, why it moved from Saturday to Sunday, and another one of these about the resurrection. Suffice to say, it's the day he rose. And from the beginning until now, the followers of Jesus gathered on Sunday, right, to celebrate the Eucharist, to offer to God, God. That's what we do at Mass. We offer to God the Father, God the Son, in the Eucharist, the one true sacrifice. There's only one, but it's spread out over time now through the mysteries of the sacraments, the sacrament of the Eucharist. That's how we can meet him. So he's the celebrant. Jesus has Mass, but he uses the priest or the bishop to speak in his own person, right, to change the Eucharist, to change the bread and wine into the body, blood, soul, and divinity. So we do this in memory of me. We have to do it. We got to find a priest to do that. Second, faith that's not practiced. Huh? You all know this from sports. If you don't practice, you're not going to be very good. I was pretty good in basketball in high school. I haven't played in years. I wouldn't put me on the team, right? Because I haven't been practicing. Same with our faith. It's a wonderful phrase that we use. Huh? We practice the faith, right? That's how it gets stronger. So if you're doubting, right? If you think, I'm not sure. Don't move away. You draw closer. You practice more. If I'm getting worse at free throws, I don't say, well, I'm not going to shoot free throws anymore. Well, if I want to be able to make free throws, I don't practice less. I practice more. When we're cold, we don't move away from the fire. We move closer to the fire if we want to get warm. So if you're feeling cool with God, don't draw away from him. That makes no sense. You draw closer. You go more often to Mass, not less often. You pray more often. You beg him, right, to come, that I'm feeling cold. It would make no sense if you saw someone at the fire moving away from it and you say, what are you doing? Well, I'm cold. Well, why are you moving away from the fire? Well, I'm cold. Well, you got to move closer, right? So this isn't rocket science, okay? This isn't rocket science. If we believe eternity is a choice, then my choices every Sunday make a difference, right? That if I'm not choosing to spend an hour with him on a Sunday once a week, what makes me think I'm going to choose to be with him for eternity, right? It's heaven all the way to heaven, and it's hell all the way to hell, So we need to see that our choices make a difference, right? That we need you there. I remember it was Teddy Roosevelt, one of his friends, wasn't going to church on Sundays. He said, why should I go to church and think about fishing when I can go fishing and think about God? Teddy Roosevelt, President Roosevelt, said to him, when was the last time you went fishing for an hour and thought about God the whole time? And he started to go back to church, right? We say those things, but we don't do them, right? We don't do them. And actually, all of you, I got news for us all. God has something to say about the way we're going to worship him. We don't get to just decide. He decided, right? We always think we get to decide. What made us think we get to decide? He decides how we worship him. In the Old Testament, he told them very specifically how to build the temple, what animals are going to be sacrificed and burned, right? He decides, right, that he left us, Jesus left us the seven sacraments. And every time we celebrate those sacraments, God is worshiped. Every time. We're going to get to confession. It's quite amazing. I'll give you a little teaser. Think of it. When we confess our sins, the thing that separated us from God, now when we confess them, actually gives God worship. God is worshiped when we confess our sins, right? As he forgives us, it brings him worship. The thing is, the Eucharist is the core teaching of the church. It is it's what makes us Catholic. It's what keeps us Catholic, right? So if we're not going and we're dropping the core, what's left? We can say that we're blue in the face that I'm Catholic, I'm Catholic, I'm Catholic. Well, then you got to grab onto the core. If I say I'm married, I'm married, I'm married, but never spent any time with my spouse, well, good luck. See how that works out. So it just doesn't work, right? It just doesn't work. So that's a little bit for you. Get you started, teachers now, huh? Have a good conversation. All right? God bless you.